Kelly will form a working group to finalize the details of her expansion plan, one that she hopes to submit to lawmakers next month. A coalition of Democrats and moderate Republicans passed an expansion bill 2 years ago, but then Republican Governor Sam Brownback vetoed it. Expansion supporters no longer have to worry about a veto, but says Representative Susan Concannon, they'll still need to overcome opposition from Republican leaders. That, the Beloit Republican says, will be hardest in the Senate.
We can get it on the House floor. We can amend something. You know, that's not impossible, but the Senate's a tough road.
Expansion would provide health coverage to about 150,000 additional low-income, disabled, and elderly Kansans. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.